Baltimore, Marilyn Dennis, and Jamar. Wake up! I love this show.
Chum 104.5.
I was looking the other day at typically, you know, older women with younger men. You know, that's becoming a kind of a normal thing. And, you know, people are going, you know, why is there a double standard?
Well, we're hearing more about it because of Kate Beckinsale and Pete
Davidson. That's why we're hearing about it, too. And then we got to thinking about Leo DiCaprio. Leo DiCaprio, and this is a very interesting kind of thing. You know, we always know he has dated younger women. Right now, the woman in his life, Camila Morrone, she just turned 21 this year. He is 44.
Oh.
But the take, I know.
Boy.
I know. I don't know. And you know what I think? I as a parent of maybe a daughter, a granddaughter, mm-hmm. I think like that's really weird. Anyway.
Well, we all joke about it, but when you actually crunch the numbers and you really get the cold, hard facts on Lilo's dating history, it's not just this sort of fluffy joke. It's very real.
It's very real. Leo has never attached, has never been attached to a woman over the age of 25.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, wow.
Somebody made a graph, okay?
Now, yeah, this is where Reddit comes in handy.
Do you realize that he dated Gisele Bündchen?
Yes. Oh, my gosh.
I totally forgot about that.
Yeah.
He was 24 and she was 18. Not such a bad thing, but they broke up. They were together for 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
Bar Raphael E?
Yeah, Bar Raphael E.
Yeah, beautiful.
Yeah.
He was 30, she was 20. You see the separation? See where the graph kind of starts changing?
Yeah.
The red line kind of peaks a little bit, yeah. And then did I not know this? Did I not realize this? Where was I on this one? 2011, everybody. He dated Blake Lively. She was 23. He was 36.
They dated for a hot minute right around Cannes, I think. And they were seen on like boats together. And then they were bicycle riding in New York. And all of a sudden it was all over because she probably got too close to being 25.
Maybe so. So the graph goes up just a little bit.
Yeah.
All right. Just, but not because 23 to 36.
Wow.
Then he hooked up the next year with Erin Heatherington. I don't know who the hell she is.
She's was a Victoria's Secret model.
Oh, of course. She
that's
was.
When he starts getting into the catalog. These are his catalog years.
Yeah, that's right. Page 15, age 22.
Yes.
And then we're going exponentially up that graph, all right?
That's funny. Those are also the ages, not just the pages.
Totally.
All right. And then 2013 to 2014, Tony Garn.
Another Victoria's Secret model.
Yeah, I remember her. She was really pretty. She was 21. He was 39. Oh, there goes the red line up again. And then he had some time with Kelly Robot. She was 25, but that didn't last because, as you say, she was 25.
Yeah, she got too close to being 25. Yeah, she was in Baywatch.
Yeah. You're going to be 26 soon. We'll see you later.
Mm-hmm.
Take your floaty someplace else, Miss Baywatch. He never had to buy her a birthday present because he never saw her 26th birthday. And then who's Nina Agdel?
I'm going to give you a guess as to what she does for a living.
She's a model.
Yes, she is.
Page 2 of Victoria's Secrets magazine. She turned 25 the following year, so that's over. And now he's with Camilla. And she's a Victoria's Secret model as well?
No, she actually is in some way related to Al Pacino. I believe she's his niece or something to that effect.
Don't fool around with Al Pacino.
I think he's a little more tired than he once was. Like, I don't think he's yelling quite as much as he used to.
No.
But you notice the language in this entire chart that was created on Reddit. It goes from dated, to all of a sudden fooled around with, hooked up.
Yeah.
And the language changes and you just realize that it's like Matthew McConaughey's character in Dazed and Confused.
Yes.
I keep getting older, but they stay the same age.
Yeah,
and that's what's
right.
happening.
He's having fun with it.
So I have a question. Then.
Right.
So when he, how old is he now? 41?
He's going to be 44.
44.
He is 44.
So statistically speaking, when he turns 65, like that woman has not even been born yet who he's going to be dating.
Right.
Okay.
But if you know you're going to be with Leo for a short term and you're okay with that.
Yeah.
And then the expiry date on your bum is 25. Yeah, then you're out the door. It's okay. So a lot of people ask, how is it that older men hook up with younger women and do it so well? Well, you have to be attractive. I think Leo's attractive. He's got money and he's got some clout. Okay.
I'll give you the money. I don't find him attractive anymore.
I think he's charming, which makes him attractive.
He's walking around in a cloud of like vape smoke. He's wearing plaid cargo shorts. I'm not into it anymore.
I know, but I think there's something charming about
him. Oh, yeah, for sure.
So when someone's charming, you kind of overlook it.
Yeah.
You look at the, you know, his wallet and you go, yeah, that's pretty good.
He's very talented.
Pretty big wallet you got there, mister.
He's very talented, and by all accounts, he's an incredibly nice person to work with.
Yes.
His co-stars adore him.
So when asked the question, why do men any older men hook up with younger women? The answer, everyone, is because they can. And that's the answer.
That's the scientific answer we're all looking
for. That's right. It is Friday. It's the weekend. And a lot of people with the time change or whatever excuse you want to use, the great thaw, not feeling so well.
No. Whenever the weather changes, I think colds come out.
Right. So that brought us to this question the other day, and we thought we'd share it with everybody that's listening to Chum right now. What is your comfort movie? Let's face it. You get your cup of chicken noodle soup or whatever makes you feel good, or your Neocitrin. You go up to bed with 18,000 blankets. If your television's in your living room or whatever, you make a bed up for yourself, and then you go, I think I really want to watch this because it's going to make me feel better. So Linnea, our intern, what is your comfort movie?
My comfort movie is The Princess Bride.
Wow. Oh, that's such a great movie.
And I think it makes you feel better because the grandson is sick and his grandfather is reading him The Princess Bride.
Right. Yeah. Fred Savage.
And so I'm basically Fred.
Yeah. You feel like you're being told a bedtime story.
Exactly.
While you're like watching the movie. That's great. Caitlin, what about you?
I always watched The Sound of Music or My Fair Lady starring Audrey Hepburn.
Really?
And I don't know why I settled on those two, but they were the ones that I always watched when I was sick. And if it had to be a TV show, you know, when you were homesick as a kid, you always watched The Price is Right.
Oh, for sure.
Every single day you were homesick, you watched Bob Barker with that little teeny tiny microphone.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And that was just like the thing you did. Exactly.
Come on down.
And you were like struggling to stay awake for the final round.
Would you play though in your head? Would you yell out the...
Oh, yeah, totally.
Yeah. What about you, Tom?
Mine is kind of weird. It's Dazed and Confused. And it's, honestly, it's very much like a weed-smoking movie. I wasn't that kind of kid in high school, but it really reminds me of my high school days. Just, there's something about the vibe of it that makes me feel really good, Dazed and Confused.
That one's easy watching. I think that's what it is. You can watch it again and again, and it's always entertaining.
Yeah.
Yeah. I always check on Turner Classic Movies.
TCM.
I always do. I go, okay, what is the movie? And I have my little iPad, and I look up all the people, when they died, where they died. Most of them died in Palm Springs. Who they dated. Everyone dated Doris Day. No, I'm not kidding you. I mean, I go back in time. These are black and whites.
Yeah.
You know, the new ones they have on at night. But during the day, it's always the black and whites. And you're going, oh, my gosh, that person's from Winnipeg. I mean, I find out these great things.
I think the through line is that they're cozy. They all embody that feeling of coziness that you want when you're sick.
Right, right.
We're getting some texts. You've Got Mail is one.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
The Holiday.
That's a good movie. Yeah. You can text us. That's right. Thank you so much. 104536. 104536. Let us know what your comfort movie happens to be.
The top text right now says Schindler's List. That I don't know about. That is an excellent, excellent film. But if I'm feeling under the weather, I mean, look, I know Oscar Schindler's an amazing guy, but let's be real. I don't want to watch it when I'm fighting a fever.
Remember on Seinfeld when they just came out of watching Schindler's List and they said, wasn't that funny?
Oh,
they were disappointed.
Mary Poppins, that was another one for me. Under the Tuscan Sun, that's a great one.
Under the Tuscan Sun is perfection.
It is.
In every way.
It really is.
Can I tell you that I went to Cortona and met Frances Mays?
You did.
I did, and I started crying when I met her.
Oh.
She goes, why does everybody cry when they meet me?
Oh, someone else
I said, because you're so wonderful. I sat there, I had a glass of wine, and some fettuccine with her in Cortona, and we talked about the book.
I think it would be so cool to be someone like that, where you've given something to the whole world that makes everyone feel good.
Now, I'm going to recommend something. If you are having a colonoscopy.
Okay, all right.
What?
And you have to take the prep. May I recommend Pride and Prejudice?
Okay.
Because when you start it, when you have the drink.
Yep.
By the time it's over, you're ready to go.
Oh,
and you're in a good mood because it's a happy ending.
We've got another for Ferris Bueller's Day Off, and I want to support
that one.
Okay. I co-signed Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Okay, I just want to say something. That was my dad's favorite movie.
Yes.
I digress. So we're going to do a great little game here. I don't know anything about it other than the title of the game is Irish Pub or X-Rated Movie. So we have Kevin on the line. And Kevin, how are you today?
Good morning, Marilyn. Doing very well. How are you doing today?
I'm very good. Now, Kevin, your name is Irish. It means handsome by birth.
Oh.
Hey, it's like you know me already.
Yeah, and I know. It's like looking in a mirror. Wait a minute. That doesn't make sense. Caitlin is going to give us a name, Kevin, and you and I have to decide whether it's an Irish pub, which I'm sure that you're very familiar with, or an X-rated film title, which I'm not sure if you are familiar with. So we're going to work together on this, and we've got a prize pack for you, so I don't want to leave you hanging here. You get a nice prize. It's about going to a pub, I think. But anyway, at the same time, I want you to think about your dignity and that children might be listening. Okay, Irish Pepper X-rated film. Caitlin, take it away.
All right. Now, Kevin, if you do well on this, we're really going to have some questions for you at the end. So the first one up is Behind the Green Door.
Is it an Irish pub or an X-rated film title?
Marilyn, I'm thinking it's got to be an Irish pub behind the green door. I mean, green for the green beer on St. Paddy's Day. Let's go with the Irish pub.
I'm going with the handsome one, Kevin.
Incorrect.
What?
What?
Apparently, a very well known pornographic film from the 70s.
Oh wow! Well, I was born in the 80s.
Okay, all right. Well,
now you're bragging.
Predates you.
I don't like that very much.
Okay, next up on Golden Blonde.
Oh, yeah. Well, can we say X-rated film title on that one?
Yeah, Marilyn, you know what? Let's go with you. Let's go with your answer.
Okay, X-rated film title?
It is.
Yeah! Yes. Why did I know that? But that just sounded dirty.
Yep. Yeah, we're not referring to the blonde ale this time around. We are referring to an X-rated film title.
Okay, all right. Is it an Irish pub or an X-rated film title? We've got Kevin on the line, and Kevin means a handsome one in Irish.
The next up is Ophelia's. Ophelia's.
That's an Irish pub.
An Irish pub.
Don't you think? Okay, I'm going with that. Yeah.
Okay, well, we can give you a point for that one. But technically, it's both.
What? What?
Yep.
Tell me about that one.
Faith and Bigorra. It's both.
It goes both ways.
It's both. It goes both ways.
Oh, God. Good God.
Okay.
Okay. All right, Kevin.
Next up, Crack House.
Oh, that is definitely a pub.
All right. What do you think, Kevin?
Okay, let's go with the pub.
Yes.
Yeah, because didn't Clota say something about that's crack?
Yeah, and it's spelled C-R-A-I-C.
Oh.
It just means
that's
fun.
That's a giveaway right
It just
there.
Means fun.
Yeah, it means fun. Okay.
Kevin, we're doing okay.
Up next, guys.
Yeah.
The Randy Leprechaun.
Honestly, Marilyn, I got to go with the X-rated one on this one.
Really?
Yeah.
No, it's a
pub. Oh, my God.
Can you let me at least answer and talk him down off the cliff of X-rated films? It is an X-rated film?
It is a pub.
It's a pub. That's what I thought.
As much as we all want to know the plot line of the Randy Leprechaun as an X-rated film, sadly, it's a pub.
It's not Randy the Leprechaun.
No, it's not a leprechaun named Randy.
Okay, all right.
Up next, Filthy McNasties.
That is definitely a pub, don't you think, Kevin?
That is definitely a pub because I've been there myself.
Yes.
Hey, listen, when you go to a pub, what do you order?
Oh, I order the Guinness for sure.
They do a perfect pour there, don't they?
Oh, yes.
That was a little local shout out because that was a local pub.
Hello.
Filthy McNasties.
All right.
Here's another one. The Hairy Lemon.
Hairy Lemon. Marilyn, I'm going to let you decide on this one.
Why do I get the tough ones, oh handsome one in Irish? I'm going to say it's a pub.
Okay, let's go with the pub.
Yeah.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yes.
I don't want to know what the plot line for the Hairy Lemon would be. And now we're going to finish off here with the Muddy Farmer.
Ooh.
I'm going to say that. Okay, Kevin, I really think that is a pub.
You think it's a pub?
What do you think?
Well,
we can
go
our separate ways, Kevin,
here.
Right
I'm
now.
Go the X-rated film.
Okay, he's going X-rated film. I'm saying pub. Which one's right?
1 point for Marilyn. Incorrect for Kevin. Oh. It is a pub. That's right.
Are you into the Guinness already? Hey, Kevin, you are great. Yeah, or the Baileys. Hey, you know what you're going to get from us for playing along?
What am I getting?
You're going to get a gift certificate to Grace O'Malley's. And Grace O'Malley's is so much fun. 14 Duncan Street in Toronto.
Awesome. Perfect. Thanks so much, guys.
Okay, where do you live?
I'm from Hamilton.
Well, very nice to have you with us today. Thanks for listening to Chum.
Thanks a lot, guys. Have a good night. Good day.
Good night.
See you soon.
Good night. Have a great weekend.
Seamer's had that already.
Hi.
You know, it's so funny, Caitlin, because they already get to go to see Ariana Grande at the Scotiabank Arena on April 3rd. And then their name went into a draw to go to Ireland. And we're making that draw right now. We're phoning that person right now. Hello, good morning. What's your name?
It's Tiffany Valentine.
You're going to Dublin!
Oh, my God, no way! Oh, my God. No, thank you so much. We love you guys so much.
Okay, Tiffany, you and you. I know. Who's going with you?
My mom and my sister.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, we're going to have two tickets, but good luck with that. You'll figure that out.
She's going to come along with us.
Why not? Mom needs a break, too. Okay, so listen, I want to tell you something. So I get this out, so I don't want to forget. Oh, the dog wants to come, too.
The dog wants to go.
Dublin, Ireland. That's where you're going to go to see Ariana Grande, courtesy of Air Transat and Tourism Ireland. Tourism Ireland, great people. Boy, they'll tell you what to do, where to go, and there's something else we want to add to this.
Not only are you going to see Ariana Grande, but they're going to hook you up with a train trip to Belfast.
Yes.
Wow.
So, Tiffany, you're taking your sister, your mom's going to come along, and I'm happy for you. I just want to let you know. Oh, I'm so
happy.
What? You're what?
Thank you guys so much. Wow. This is amazing. Great way to wake up in the morning.
What's your sister's name?
Shayna.
Oh, my gosh. She's nothing more Irish than Shayna. Say that again.
She's the biggest Ariana Grande fan ever.
Aw, that's great. Well, listen, thank you for listening to Chum, and have the blast on April 3rd, and have a blast on the Emerald Isle. Congratulations.
Thank you guys so much. We love you guys so much. Thank you.
That is going to be a noisy train trip to Belfast. But I got to tell you, I forgot to tell all of them, the Ballantyne family, please send us Instagram pictures.
Yes.
We want to know. We want you to enjoy and be in the moment, but document everything that you can when you're on this trip.
The Ballantyne family vacation.
That's right. Jamar's off today, and he's checking out the island of Jamaica. That's our next trip in preparation of our first epic beach adventure. You can win on Monday. Listen for details Monday morning at 7. Good morning, Chloe Wilde with eTalk Entertainment, brought to you by IKEA. And, of course, I'm madly looking for that sheet. I know I'm going to find it. Here it comes.
Feeling loose,
yeah,
whatever.
Yeah, we're feeling loose. It's St. Patty's Day weekend. Okay. With all due respect, it's brought to you by IKEA. And IKEA has a spring-ish sale. Get up to 60% off select items in store or online up until April 1st. Tom, thank you for running.
Why
that
did
was
you
your
laugh?
Cardio
I
for
fell.
The, because you fell and it was funny. Chloe, over to you. Bring some validity to this show.
Oh my gosh, Fridays are absolutely the best in this room. Mm-hmm. Okay, so after more than a month of not being on The View, Whoopi Goldberg surprised not only the audience, but she also surprised her co-host by just appearing on the show and being like, I'm back, I'm doing better. She says she's not 100%. This is, of course, due to the really bad bout of pneumonia that she struggled with.
And sepsis.
Yes. And which was the very dangerous element.
Very dangerous.
She said she's happy to be alive.
She had double pneumonia. I can't even imagine. So when she was on the show, it was really nice to see her. But when she spoke, you could feel and hear the weakness. Mm-hmm. And she's got a long way to go.
Yep.
But she said this is the first step, and it's a baby step, so I'm doing the best. The women were also very surprised.
Yeah, very supportive.
Yeah.
So hopefully we'll get to see her more and more.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm very excited about this.
Yes.
I love Lily Singh. She's, of course, a Canadian YouTuber. She hails from Scarborough. She's even got a little pup named Scarborough. And she has just been named the first female late night host. It's going to be called A Little Late with Lily Singh. She's got the 1:35 a.m. time slot.
Wow.
Replacing, Carson Daly on NBC. This is a huge network.
So is he stepping down? Is what's happening there?
So she's going to be replacing that time slot come September. So will he be doing something else? We're not sure at this point.
I got to tell you, he's doing so much on the Today Show. He's a really vital part of that show. Plus the fact he does The Voice.
Oh, yeah.
So I think he's really spread pretty thin. Mm-hmm. So good for him.
Yeah. And
for her.
Good for her. And my favorite thing that she said was, an Indian-Canadian woman with her own late-night show, now that's a dream come true. I'm thrilled to bring it to life on NBC, and I hope my parents consider this to be as exciting as a grandchild.
That is so good. Way to go, Lily from Scarborough.
Woo,
Lily
huge
Singh.
Congrats. And then a little update on Lori Loughlin.
Yeah.
She has, according to sources who told TMZ, she's been dropped by Fuller House. Hallmark, as well, has dropped her. They've stopped all ties, all production with her. Her two daughters are going to be dropping out of USC amidst the college admissions scandal. Both of them are now dealing with the repercussions as well.
I think Olivia's not doing well with it.
Not doing great. No. She had this huge brand partnership with Sephora, you know, her own items. You can't find those items anywhere. So the fallout for this is, you know, it's still tumbling. That snowball is still rolling.
Right. So much going on in that scam. You know,
it's so bad for the kids because if they were aware, that's one thing. But if they were really unaware and they thought that they got in on their own merits and now they're dealing with, you know, online harassment and everything else that follows and they really weren't knowingly involved in the scandal. Oh, I kind of feel bad for them.
Well, there was one guy that was told not to post anything yesterday, and his mother paid some big bucks for him to get into a school. And he said, listen, I didn't know anything about it. I know I'm privileged. That I don't want to say exactly what it said because I don't have the quote in front of me. But the point was that, listen, I'm aware of it. I didn't know that my mother did it. And I'm really upset with it.
Yeah.
And I just want you to know, I know we all work hard and I feel terrible about it. So, and they told him not to say anything. I thought, no, good for you to say something.
Yeah. If the kids were unaware, can you imagine how much that affects your trust level with your parents? And also just your confidence, thinking like, I got into this college. I deserve to be here. And then all of a sudden that bubble just bursts.
It's terrible. Well, we all know, as we all went to university, how hard it is to get in. Some of us didn't stay in it, but some of us did.
Marilyn's looking at me. I left after 2 years.
Did you?
And started working.
I'm not shaming you. I'm just saying, you know, you got in on your own.
Yeah.
That's my point.
I did go back, but, you know, it does speak to the fact that when you make things, like, too easy for people, they don't learn how to earn it. And, I don't know. People are all talking, and we were just talking about this off-air, Chloe, that you really, if you want to go to school and you want to get there and you want to get to these prestigious schools, you got to earn it.
Yeah.
It feels better when you do.
Also, no shame. I'm both a graduate, but also a dropout of McGill.
Yes!
So, talk to me about
it's
that.
It's all good. Sometimes, so I went in, did my first degree in psychology and neuroscience, graduated that, thought I was going to continue, so I started a second degree in nursing, and then took a sabbatical when I had a bit of a burnout, and that's when the Much Music VJ search happened, so I never returned from my sabbatical. It was an extended sabbatical that I'm still currently on.
But the point is, you went in there honestly, you got into the school honestly, and that's and you don't have to lie about anything.
Yeah. Oh,
you
do
a lie, it's going to catch up. How about those other parents? I'm going on a rant. I know, Tom. How about the guy? He's to get a lesser sentence. Rick Singer is giving up the book. So it's not just about Lori and Felicity. It's about people that they have worked with since, I think, 2011. They're shaking in their boots, that's for sure. E-Talk will cover that and more tonight at 7 o'clock on CTV. Have a great St. Patrick's Day weekend, Chloe Weil.
Oh, I can't wait. Have a great weekend.
All right. We asked you if you could come up with a limerick to celebrate this wonderful weekend.
Mm.
It really feels like spring, doesn't it?
It does.
Yeah, yeah. So, Annie, you have a limerick? Go ahead.
There once was a DJ named Jamar whose wit and charm took him far. He met Marilyn, Caitlin, and Tom. Together, they are the bomb. He's becoming Chum's latest star.
Wow! That is so good. I like that creation.
Thank you.
What should we give her for that? I know. You're going to go to Grace O'Malley's. That's what you're going to do. You're going to go. We got a gift card for you. Grace O'Malley's. It's on Duncan. That way you can tell everybody how you won on Chum.
Thank you so much.
Okay, Martin, you're on the line. You have a limerick for us today?
I do indeed.
Okay, go ahead, Martin.
My name's not Patty, and my name's not Sean. When I wake up in the morning, I turn the radio on. I love Marilyn and Caitlin, too. Jamar, well, man, he'll grow on you. But oh, how I miss the man with the voice. His name is Roger. He was my choice. Happy St. Patrick's Day from Braveheart.
Well, we got more than a limerick. We got a love letter.
That was a full poem.
That was a full poem. Way to go. You get to go to Grace O'Malley's, too. We got a gift card for you to go and celebrate St. Patrick's Day. Thank you, Martin. And now I have one for me. Are you ready, everybody?
Hey.
Marilyn once studied ballet and liked to show off her plié, which got some attention, for she failed to mention she quit the class after one day. You go to Kids Limericks and you just put your name in.
We have another one about you.
Okay.
And it goes a little something like
all
this.
Right.
There once was a woman named Marilyn who never thought she would be Marion. To find romance, there was a bigger chance for her to become vegetarian.
That's crazy. That is crazy. How's everybody celebrating this weekend? What are you guys going to do?
I am going to be drinking Guinness. I'm going to make some soda bread. I might head down to the Thirsty Duck, which is a little pub at the corner of, the corner of my street. It's actually an homage to a Thirsty Duck in Nova Scotia. Husband's from Nova Scotia, so we might enjoy one too many beers there.
Tom, what are you going to do?
It's going to be quiet.
No, I might go out.
Did you get a little food coloring for your beer at
least? No, I don't do that. I'm not a big drinker, so it's not a big deal to me. But we'll probably get out with friends. Sure. Right,
well-known fact about Tom is that you really only drink Jägermeister.
It's true, and everybody thinks that makes me like a complete crazy person, but I like to sip.
Now, you could maybe dye your Jäger. Is that a thing for you?
No, that would be a really
good thing. Well, the bottle's green, so that'll have to do.
Let me know.
The terror attacks in New Zealand are the biggest trending story around the world this morning. They happened at two mosques in the city of Christchurch while worshippers attended Friday prayers. At least 49 people have been killed. Suspects opened fire at the mosques, and then a number of explosive devices attached to vehicles were also defused. Four people have been taken into custody, three men and one woman. The Australian government has confirmed that one is Australian, a man who had posted a hate-filled manifesto to social media before the attack took place. None of them were on a security watch list. That's all we know about the suspects for now. But because this story is still unfolding, you can likely expect more information to be released all day and likely all weekend. Every news outlet is going to be following this. Our hearts go out to every single person in New Zealand, but also the Muslim community right here in Toronto, as this attack really highlights the dangers of hate and intolerance and Islamophobia for everybody around the world. So we're just keeping them in our thoughts. Lots going on in the city this weekend. The Leafs play the Flyers tonight at Scotiabank Arena. Comic-Con is happening at the Metro Convention Center all weekend. So if you wonder why you're seeing a lot of people in costumes, no, they're not drunk and already celebrating St. Patrick's Day. There is also Comic-Con happening. But I buried the lead, of course, because St. Patrick's Day is the big thing on everybody's mind. Either you're going to be out celebrating, or you're going to be hiding from the drunkards at home. Uh-huh. You're kind of in one of two camps. So here are the places to either hit up or avoid, depending on what kind of person you are. Polson Pier has a really big Guinness party happening tomorrow. Steam Whistle Brewing has a big party at the Roundhouse. And there's also going to be the Toronto FC pre-match party. That's on Sunday at the Brazen Head. The Brazen Head is a really popular pub in the Liberty Village.
Yes.
And so when you combine soccer fans with St. Patrick's Day revelers, I think you're going to have, you know, a pretty big hangover come Monday morning.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, that's true. Monday. Oh, right. You've got, you know, St. Patty's Day flu.
Exactly.
Yeah. It's exactly like Super Bowl flu.
Because some people, like, you know, the smart people will celebrate on Saturday, because there's lots of places to celebrate on Saturday. But some people who just can't resist are still going to go out on Sunday. So keep an eye on your coworker who decides to call in sick on Monday.
Yeah.
That's all I'm going to say about that. And there's lots of stuff training out of Hollywood as well. People were really excited to see Whoopi Goldberg back on The View. She made a surprise return. She's not back for good, but she will be back intermittently. She had a really bad
double pneumonia and sepsis.
Yeah, she said she almost didn't make it.
She almost didn't make it. And the thing is, she has to take baby steps. I could hear her trying to get her breath yesterday when they sat her down at the round table. Everyone was happy to see her, but that was just a one-off. That was just, I'm just saying hello. Yeah. I'm back on my feet again, but it's going to take some time.
The Avengers Endgame, they released a new trailer for the Marvel flick. Oh, man, they released this yesterday. Fans are very, very excited. And another thing that people are talking about is Channing Tatum and Jessie J. We've been hearing that they're dating for some time. They were sort of keeping it on the DL, but they were spotted out holding hands.
Yeah.
And so you've got a lot of people who are saying, I'm very jealous of that Jessie J today.
But she looks like a lot like Jenna.
She does look a lot like Jenna, his ex-wife. That's correct.
Yeah.
There is definitely, he has a type.
Yeah.
He definitely has a type.
You know, you're his type.
I was just going to say that, but I didn't want to throw it out there.
I'm just looking at you.
I don't want to cast aspersions, but you know.
You are his type.
He does like a dark-haired lady. Hello. Thank you, Tom.
But wait a minute. He likes a dark-haired lady who can dance and sing.
Oh,
one out of three ain't bad.
I don't know. Have you seen the triangle challenge where everyone...
Yes, and I don't want to do it.
Okay.
It's left, right, center. Left, right, center.
Okay, so speaking to my lack of dancing abilities, Meredith, Ashley, and I tried to do the triangle challenge, and we posted it to Chum's Instagram. I'm going to tell you, it really reinforces the fact that I would actually then not be Channing Tatum's type.
Okay, very good.
I'll have to watch it.
See that. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm sorry about that.
Sorry.
I really had hope for you.
Hey, get up. Don't hit snooze anymore. Marilyn Dennis and Jamar. Wake up. I love this show. Chum 104.5.